Blog Talk Radio.
Archimedes wrote about it, Jules Verne theorized about it, and the Nazis searched for it, and still it lies comfortably situated in the heart of downtown Tulsa. It has been called a void in the fabric of space, a space haunted by mystic energy and profound revelations, and yet is so ordinary that most pass right through it. Welcome to the center of the universe. I'm your host, Mufon Ra. Exciting things to happen this week. Of course, our reoccurring guest Monday night will be Dr. Steve Johnson from Oklahoma City, practicing alternative medicine. Please call us with your questions. 347-637-1980. We're live tonight. And I don't guess Blue Ship's going to join us tonight. He might call in. He might be abducted. Who knows? So, with that being said, if you're listening live, call in. Take your phone calls. What can we talk about? Let's see. What's in the news? Of course, I can't wait to talk to Dr. Steve, about Planet X, Comet Ison, fireballs over the skies tonight. If you see something, give us a call. Of course, if you see anything at all, contact MUFON.com. Rick Gardner is your president for the state. They have field investigators that will call you back. I believe in the service. I'm a member. I'm not a field investigator. MUFON.com. Oh, send in your information or what you've seen. Don't be afraid about the men in black showing up. Anyway, if you've seen something, give me a call. What's in the news? I'm going to be boring tonight. I'm just a host. Let's Yes, Deb.
No calls.
Thanks, government, for bringing the chemtrails and so beautiful. And now it's all rainy and place weather. Last night, a meteor exploded in the skies above the U.S. Midwest. Witness report shadows cast upon the ground, unusual sounds, and a swirling contrail marking the aftermath of the blast. A NASA all-sky camera in Hiram, Ohio, recorded the fire about 11:30. This was a very bright event, reports Bill Cook of NASA's Meteor and Environment Office. Flares centered on meteor cameras and made depression input on the sounds line. Okay. No. Boy, Mars is bright. At closest approach on October 1st, Mars and comet Isong will be approximately 2 degrees apart. While Mars is visible to the unaided eye, it shines almost as brightly as a first magnitude star. Isong is definitely not. The comet is still far from the sun, and it crosses the orbit of Mars. It is not yet warmed enough to reach naked eye visibility. Reports of the comet's brightness vary from 12th to 14th magnitude, which means a mid-sized backyard telescope is required to see it. Most of that's right. Mars and Isong rise together in the eastern sky a couple of hours before the sun. Amateur astronomers, if you have a GOTO Gatu telescope, enter these coordinates. How many coordinates? Those coordinates are this. Oh, wow. To go to the coordinates, if it helps you, I guess it's through Harvard. If you'd like information, the following orbital elements are taken from MPC 84932. I can send you a link to that. I've got it up, and just basically go through spaceweather.com to find that. Real-time comet Isong photo gallery. Wow, so this looks like. What real-time comet Isong. Where am I finding this? So I've been looking for it. computer slow, it's searching and looking. September 28th. Oh, I've got a visual. This is pretty cool. I'm looking at real-time photos of Comet Einstein right now, 1252. Let's see, September 28th. Public Observatory in Germany. Looking at one in New Mexico. This morning. Yeah. I'll post those also. Yeah, it's getting it on. It's there. Wow. Why don't they show that on the news every night? Good to report that, there's actually 1,429 near-Earth asteroids in the sky right now. Anything close? Not really. I mean, when I say close, close is, I mean, there's a shitload of them. There's 1,400 near Earth. So we're calling that. Let's see. Earthquakes. Not talking much about earthquakes, I'm looking at earthquakes and 7.7. They show islands formed overnight and yes. Oh, what a top. Oh, let's see. What's in the news? Boring. With all this going on, they sure have made tonight's boring, haven't they? Should be talking about so much shit. Let's see. We'll just find something to talk about. What? Let's see what's on Twitter tonight. Hospitals 248-174 to approve amendment to repeal Obamacare tax on medical devices. No voting to delay Obamacare. Thank God. Last day. Let's see if I find Nations is going to turn around. Boxing sure is boring now. That's heavyweight boxing. One out of four teenagers are infected with gonorrhea and don't even know they have it. Wow. One out of four? Holy shit. Let's see. Twerking is actually good exercise. It works the deep muscles of the hips, as well as the core muscles of the lower back and abs. It's kind of the same as fucking, isn't it? Let's see. Earthquake tracker. Earthquake tonight. Southern Alaska 2.6. Boring. I have a feeling something big is going to stay open tonight, so if you want to call in, ask questions, and I'll keep it live. It was the Center Universe.